Grandpa used to laugh and play games with us. Now he can't even get out of bed. What happened to him?
Even though he can't do as much as before, he still loves you. Well, hey there. You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, my name is Zach. You know, after my grandfather had a stroke, he couldn't really talk much. It was hard visiting him in the hospital, knowing that he couldn't say my name or tell me the funny jokes like he used to. But I know that my grandpa will get a new body one day, just like it says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Jesus will change our humble bodies and make them like his own glorious body. Let's listen to our story for today. It's entitled, Changes. Emmy, I don't know what to do, Addie told her sister as they got ready for bed. I want to keep visiting Grandpa at the nursing home, but each time gets harder. Remember when he used to play games with us and make us laugh? Now he just stays in bed and sometimes doesn't even recognize us. That awful Alzheimer's disease changes everything, Emmy said. I hate it. When Mom came in to tuck them in and listen to their prayers, she sat down on Emmy's bed. You two were pretty quiet on your way back from the nursing home. Is there anything you want to talk about? I don't like what happened to Grandpa, Emmy said. I don't understand why it happened, Addie added. Mom closed her eyes and took a deep breath. I know it's hard. Part of Grandpa's brain have stopped working like it used to. Over time, Grandma and the rest of us had to do more for him. Now he's in the nursing home where nurses and other workers help take care of him. Like how little babies' moms and dads take care of everything they need, Emmy said. It's like that, Mom said. Even though Grandpa doesn't always remember our names now, or sometimes even who we are, he still remembers love. He doesn't talk much, but have you noticed how he'll sometimes tell us he loves us? And he smiles whenever he says, I love you, to Grandma. Yes, said Addie. And when we sing Jesus Loves Me together, he knows every word, Emmy added. The good news is that although Grandpa's brain and body are slowly dying, there will come a time when he will have his body and brain back again, and they'll be perfect. In fact, we all will one day. The Bible tells us that when Jesus returns and raises Christians from the dead, he will change our weak earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. Wow, Addie said. And Grandpa will remember everything then, Emmy said. Mom nodded. In the meantime, let's pray together that Grandpa will continue to feel our love and that we'll feel the love of Jesus during this difficult time. So, what about you? Do you know someone with an illness or a disability? Maybe it's a condition that has changed their life so much that they aren't able to do things or interact with others the way they used to. It's hard to see someone we love go through that, but remember that if they know Jesus, he will give them a perfect body one day. Keep reminding them of his love and then trust him to take care of them. Our key verse is found in the New Testament letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verse 21.
He will change our humble bodies and make them like his own glorious body. Christ can do this by his power, with which he is able to rule everything.
And our key thought today, we will be changed. Do you like to listen to the faith and fun on Keys for Kids Radio? Well, guess what? Now you can fill your whole house with faith and fun with Amazon Alexa. Just ask her to play Keys for Kids and you'll tune into the latest story or song made just for you. It's a safe place to learn more about God and to listen to the best Christian music. Just ask Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.